Yedav kuf lam gimel on top, yeah. Oma ma, bosor afal pi shiyeshom beheris, yimu, divi Rabbi Yashia. You have apostate that even though there's a beheris, there's a tzaras, the mokam ha-milo, still we say the mitzvah says, so you have milo is doicha, the lav, and the essay of tzaras, kos of xeras, a kos of bosor, an extra posik bosor. For the Gemara, holom, malikro, what do I need a posik for to say that it's doicha, that you can cut off the tzaras from the mokam ha-milo? For the Gemara, dova shena miskavenu, it's considered a dova shena miskaven. For dova shena miskaven mutter, since you're not mechavin to cut off the beheris, therefore it should be mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is very, very shver. Like, why is this called a dover sheni meskavin? We're talking about that on the mokam ha-mila, you have a tzaras. Now, what's the mitzvah's mila? The mitzvah's mila is to cut off the orlo. So when you're cutting off the orlo, you're mitzvah, you're mechavin to cut off the tzaras also. Like, you have kavon, you know what you're doing. You're cutting off the tzaras. So why is this called a dover sheni meskavin? So the Rashba is the Kashra Shpinot and all the Achrenim. And Master from the Rashba says the Chiddush that the love of Tzaras, when the Torah asked it, don't cut off the Tzaras, the Kavona Sater was for the Tachlos of being Matar yourself. If the reason why you're cutting off the Tzaras is to make yourself tor, or else Tam, you don't want the Nega there, that's the love of Torah. It's only us if you're Mechavan to get off the Tzaras because you don't want the Tzaras on you. Mashen can hear the reason why cutting off the tzaras is because you want to do mitzvahs mila. So you're not mechavim b'davka to take off the tzaras. You're mechavim to do the mitzvahs mila. That's not the lav hatera. Mele the Gemara says it's called the dover shein meskavin. But the Gemara according to the dover shein meskavin is you're not mechavim for the tachlis of the tzaras should be off you. You're mechavim for the tachlis that you should be gemal, that you shouldn't be an orla. So b'zayin the according to the dover shein meskavin. So pshit it's mutter. What do I need a pasuk for? And tomorrow, I'm Rabbi Yelanitzuch El Rabbi Yehuda. I say you need the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yom Adove Sheni Meskaven Oser. His call to Rakul Rabbi Yehuda holds Eini Meskaven is Oser. And the Chur hears a Ryan Rabbi Yehuda holds even Oser Midiraisa. There are some Shitas that want to say according to Rabbi Yehuda that Adove Sheni Meskaven is Oser is only Oser Midirabonin. But here the Chur is Mashma Klotz Midiraisa. I think more is saying according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that even though Yehuda Meskaven still it's awesome with the rice, so it's good why I need a posik to say it's mutter to make a milom, but mokim yav the tzarastim. Even though you're not mechavin for the tachlis of taking off the mitzaras, but still it should be yosser, because ain't a mechavin is also contra of Yudah. Rav Ramanein, afilu teimu Rav Shimin, even if you want to say this din goes according to Rav Shimin, still we need a posik to say that it's mutter to make the milom, but mokim tzaras. I lechur the kashrus is ainu meskaven. You're not mechaven taking off the tzaras for the tachlis of getting the tzaras off. The teretz is moedi Rabbi Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yomus. When you do something, even though you're not mechaven, but if it's the psik reisha, it has to happen. Like the moshe, if you cut off the chicken's head, it has to die. So that, and then even though you're not mechaven, that has a din like you mechaven. Here also, about the mitzvah, you're cutting off the orla. You're doing a ma'aseh mila. And by cutting off the orla, it's a psik ratio, you have to take off the tzaras also. So even though you're not mechavim to take off the tzaras, that would be awesome with your item. That's why it's good why we need a fair shaposit to say bosser, to say no, you're allowed to take off the tzaras, but mocha mila. Tradimara, via baya, let's play high svara. Hey, mashma, this is rovis teretz. But a baya that has the cash, mashma baya doesn't open his teretz. I have a bay of a rov of the armor to vayu. It's even a bay also holds from this yisoid. That they both say, Moide Rabbi Shimon, the psik reisha v'lo yomus, that yichayiv. A bay is also moide. When does Rabbi Shimon say, any miskavin is potter, where it's not a psik reisha, it doesn't have to happen. The case where you drag a chair along on the ground. So even though sometimes dragging the chair makes a charitz, makes a hole in the ground, and it should be chayyeh, but we say, since you're not mechavim to make the hole, you're mechavim just for dragging the chair, and it doesn't have to make a hole, it could drag it without making a hole, that's the case of Shimon Oz, Einim Eskavim, is potter. But here, where it's a psik reisha, by cutting off the mila, by cutting off the orlo, you have to cut off the tzaras, if the tzaras, the neg is the mokam amila, so therefore you be chayyeh midiraisam. That's why I need a posik bosa to tell me no. That there's a new heter akra, you're allowed to do a ma'isa mila, even though you're being over the lav of taking off the tzaras. And the Gemara, bosa de shomem, me rova, savro, enachnami. Medchil Abaya didn't hold from this forum. But after Abaya heard from rova that Reb Shimon is moida by psikresha, Abaya was also masking to it. And he could mask the law, loho, da Abaya, rova ho. Some learned Abayev, others didn't go from this halacha. The pasuk says, "Hishomar v'nega atzaras, lishmor ma'oid v'lasis." Says, watch when you have a tzaras on your body, watch it. In other words, that you shouldn't cut it off. Watch the hilkas nega. We dashin lasis means iya to'isa. That means lemaisa, you're not allowed to go and cut off the nega. If you have a nega tzaras on you, you're not allowed to go do a maisa, take it off. Avoloisa ata v'siv shagavi ragloi. Let's say you have like a band-aid, something around your foot, and you come to pull off the band-aid, agav, then the tzaras comes off, that's mutter. As a be, you're not mechavin to take off the tzaras. You're doing something else, taking off a band-aid, and agav, the tzaras comes off, that's mutter. Or else, the moit shagavi kseifoy. You have like a stick, you're carrying something on your shoulders. And while you're carrying on your shoulders, it moves off the tzaras comes off you. If such a thing is mutter, v'yemovra avra, that's the posik. It's a fairish posik to say that if you don't take off the tzaras to kavonim by doing a maisa, cutting it off, just you're doing a maisa, putting sticks on your shoulders, and the stick itself moves back and forth, the stick rubs off the tzaras, that's mutter. So Rashi, hachigasinen la'asoyis oisa ata v'siv sharagloi v'moit shagabik seifoi v'yen etzorach lizur. You don't have to be careful milidcho iksiv shakoshib manoloi v'ragloi, if you have something tied around your foot, or melisa matziak seifoi, as you're not mechuyiv to watch so much that if you have a tzaras on your shoulders, you don't have to be careful not to hold packages there, that the wood, the package, shouldn't rub off the tzaras. That's no ism. Therefore, the pasuk says lasis. Shemuta lasis malachti. You should know you're allowed to do your malacha. If you have to carry something on your shoulder, you're allowed to. Maybe the tzaras will come off. That's not an avera. The avera is only to go and take a knife and cut off the tzaras behind you. On this was the kasha. What do I need a heter to say that you're allowed to put packages on your shoulders? A dover shayna meskavenu. Nachur, this is considered a dover shayna meskaven. For dover shayna meskaven mutter, pshita that it's mutter. Like you're not mechavenu to take off the tzaras. You just have a package on your shoulder, and by itself, when the package moves back and forth, it rubs off the tzaras. So what do I need a heterakro? Pshita it's mutter. Amar Abaya lo nitzuch el Reb Yehuda. The chiddush akro is according to Reb Yehuda shita. Tiyom a dover shayna meskaven osur. Even the wall of any miskaven is awesome. So the chur, you should be also to put a package on top of your tzaras. Because by putting it there, it's going to rub away the tzaras, even though you're not mechaven, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash one here, b'fair v'shaposet, that it's mutter. For Rabbi Roh Manein, afidu temi Rabbi Shimon, even according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that all over any miskaven is mutter, but here I would think that it's also. Why? Umoy de Rabbi Shimon, b'fstik reishav layomus. It's an afkamina if your mamash have like a womb, a tzaras sticking up. And you know it's 100% if you're going to put this staff, this stick that you're holding weights with on your shoulders, you know the stick is going to rub off the tzaras. So in such a case, I would think it's awesome. Even though you're not mechavan to rub off the tzaras, your kavanah is to carry the stick. But if it's a psik ratio, you know 100% it has to rub off the tzaras, in svara I would think it's awesome. Kamash from the Farisha Pasik, no. Hishama b'nega tzaras, lishma moid, abavalasis. You're allowed to do things. You're allowed to do your melachim. You're allowed to carry weight on top of the tzaras. So that's why I need a beferish aposit. So that's Sanford Rova. Fred Gemara on this kasha, for Abaya Leslai Hai Svara, is it true that Abaya didn't answer this way? Mashma Abaya doesn't hold for this Svara. I have Abaya Rova Tamri Tavayu. They both hold. They both say Abaya and Rova. Moide Rebbe Shimin, the Psik Reisha Vula Yomus. That Abai is also made to the Yisoid. That where it's the psik ratio, it has to happen. You have to have the tzaras, by putting the weight on top of your shoulder, the tzaras has to come off. That in Svara, that should be Yasser. Now, Dumar Einachanami, Labosa, the Shomim, may Rava, Savroho. If the Abai heard that Rava said such a Svara, Abai was also masking to that Svara. So, the Maskon, Avad, Abai, and Rava now both say Alochon, that a psik ratio of Lo Yomus is also even the contra of Shimon. He vows it has to happen. There's no p'tur of any miskaven. That's called you are miskaven. So the more of Yabaya, Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, Hai Bosor May Ovidlei. It's a kasha now of the chur, what the half meaning of the Gemara. Like Rashi says, Mikore, Mak made the Sovra. When Abaya and Havimina held that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Dovah Sheni Miskaven is always mutter. Even if it's a psik ratio, still it's mutter. That was Abayis, Havamina in Reb Shimon. Shimon holds the Torah only achayiv you fisurim if you have kavana to do the yisur. If you ain't a miskavin, you're not over the averim. So the kasher is then every time you're making a milah, what do I need the pasuk kubosor to tell me you're allowed to make the milah even though you have a tsaras and nega? But makam arla shita it's mutter, because we're saying that's called the ain't a miskavin. You're not mechavim by cutting off the arla for the tachlis of taking off the tsaras. That's not your kavana. Your kavana is time to make a ma'aseh milah to make cut off the arla. Your kavana is not to make take off the tzaraas. So pshit it's mutter. So the kashan al modgan the kashan is like the havim in the babayim. What do they do with the pasuk of boser? And for the gemara, Omar Rav Amram biyomer lokot perosay hu mischavin. I tell you, the pasuk is telling me even in a case where a gadol is making a milah upon himself. In other words, the kid didn't have a milah until he was 14 years old, and now he's making the milah himself, and he himself has a tzaraas b'makom arlo. And when he makes the milah now, he's saying to Farish, I have kavana 100%, I want to take off the tzaraas. That's also my kavana. Because in the case where the guy says, I have two kavanas now. I have kavana to do a ma'aseh milah, but I also have kavana to take off the tzaraas. So in such a case, is that mutter? That's why I need a pasuk of boss to tell me even there it's mutter. But that's not called an ayin miskavin. That's called a miskavin. You're mechavin to do the avera, take off the tzaraas. Still, the Torah says it's mutter here. Because since you're also mechab to do the ma'isa milah, the milah is deicha tzaraas. That's where I need the posik. And the Gemara is, b'yoymer, lokot ferosa hu miskavin. I have a ferish kavono to take off the tzaraas. For the Gemara, teinach godol. That's only good if a godol, the guy is 14 years old, he has kavono, he's making the milah on himself, we say he has kavono to take off the tzaraas. Of a cotton, Michael Meimer, what can you say about a cotton though? According to Mal Ben Shemaynus Yomim, he has no kavona. So he has no kavona. So the Chur, what is the Moil mechavin? Avada the Moil also has no kavona to take off the tzaraas. Why should the Moil think about taking off the tzaraas as the tachlis of the averif of the tinnik? Avada the Moil is only mechavin posha to make a ma'aseh milah. So by a tinnik, there's no kavona to take off the tzaraas. So why do I need a pasuk u'boser that says even by a tinnik, a ben shemoinas yomim, like pshita it's mutter to make the milah on a ben shemoinas yomim, even though there's a tzaraas b'makom arlo? Because you're not mechavan to do the avera. Michael Meima, and the Gemara Amar Meshashia, bi'oimer avi ha-ben lokot b'heres, the b'noi, who comes chavim? The Teretz is talking about the father is the moil now. So the father cares about his own son, and the Hochemayas Kingdom, where the father sees that the son has a tzaraas, a negev, a mokam hamilum, and the father has the ferish kavana, I'm making the milum now to make my son tor, to take off the tzaraas for my son. So in such a case, it's called mischavin, he has kavana, do the ma'isavera. Still, I say it's mutter, why? Because I have a ferish apostle bosom. As if somebody else does it, pshit it's mutter, because ain't a mischavin. So I only need a posik in a case where the father is doing it. And the father then has kavono to metayir his son, like he wants to toivas his son to take off the tzaraas. So I would think that's awesome. Kamash from the posik, kubosa, no, mila is always doicha tzaraas. For the Gemara, that's still shver. V'ika achar leved achar. Churit shver. If the father, why do we let the father be the moyol? Let somebody else be the moyol. No, it's the father's not the only moil there is. Let another person be the moil. L'chur, the svar is, if an acher, somebody else does the moil, the mila, he's not mechavim to take off the beheris. He doesn't care if the kid is Torah or not. He's going just to do the ma'aseh mila. So if somebody else does the mila, he's not being over the avera of cutting off the tzaraas. But when the father does the ma'aseh mila, since he's being mechavim to take off the tzaraas, he's doing a ma'aseh avera. And the klal is, Yom Reb Shimon ben Lokish, even in the case where we say essay doicha loisasei, with the shell of doing an essay, and the other side you're being over loisasei. So the klal is like this. If you could do the essay without being over the avera, you have to do it in that oifen not to be over the avera. Hey, essay doicha loisasei is not a hutra that you're allowed to do it no matter what. It's only if you have no other echetimsa, then you could do the essay to be doicha the loisasei. But if it's possible to do both, not to be over the avera, and to do the essay, you're mechuyev to do the essay, but mokam there's no avera. So we're here. If you have the father wants to do the milah on the son, when the father is mechavim for the milah, he's mechavim to take off the tzaraas also. So the father is doing the avera, taking off the tzaraas. If another moil does the milah, he's not mechavim to take off the tzaraas. He's not doing an avera. He's only doing the essay. So in this case, it should be also for the father to do the milah. He should have to have another moil do the milah. But if you have no other hechatim, so you only have to be over the Averam, then we say yes, the same. So Teret says that Achlami Dileka Acher. I tell you, we're talking about the Kimta now, there's no Acher, there's no other moil around. So that's the hechatim that's mutim. There's no other moil around, only the father. So when the father is doing the milah without the extra pasuk ubosar, I would say it's also for him to do it because he's mechavan to take off the tzarat. So maybe that should be bosar. Kamashma on the pasuk ubosar, know that that's mutar. Although that's the gemara. Now on this, all the milah Torah, they all talk about the base. Leib talks about this gemara. The gemara is a shaila that the father to do the milah, there's a special tzivu for the father to do the milah. The gemara, he has a special milah over an achar. It's a special mitzvah for the father of Avi Aben to make the milah. Because even the shaila usually with Noeg Lamaisim, when we make a moyog, we make him a shliach. We tell him, you be my shliach, so it's simply like the father did it himself. And some shita say, shliachas doesn't help. It's saying shliach here by the Tva mitzvah. So if the father himself could do it, the chur is nadifis, the father should mekayim his mitzvah. So if this gemara is mashmana like that, here the gemara says, if you have another moyog, it's kedai, the father should not do it, and let another moyog do it. The kasher is though, if another moil does it though, the father is not mekayim his mitzvah though. If the father does the milah himself, he has a special mitzvah, he's doing the milah. And here the Gemara says for pashtus, let another moil do it. Tachrin talk about the Teretz Pesach say is that in Chanami, the yikah mitzvah milah is mekuyim b'yacher. Just that the father does it, it's an adifis, it's a special mitzvah. This special Indian has no right to be doicha the lab of tzaras. Hey, what's doicha the tzaras? The ikam mitzvahs milah. The ikam mitzvah milah, an achah could do. I, the father, has a special chiyuv to make the milah. That special din is not the ikam tzaras. No, wrist tear. Right. Amamar. Yomtiv, ain't a doicha ela bizmana. If you want to make a bris milah on yomtiv, it's only doicha yomtiv b'yom hashmini. If it's not b'yom hashmini anymore, you can't make the milah on yomtiv. For the more minuhani milah, how do I notice you say that milah is only deichi yomtiv bismano and not shleib bismano? Oma chiskiyo v'chein tona de v'chiskiyo. Oma kroa says in the posik, lo yisoysiru mimenu ad boikir. This is going by the korban Pesach, that you're supposed to eat it at night time. Leil tezvav, you eat the korban Pesach. If you have it left over in the boikir, it becomes nicer, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. And the din of noiser is you're supposed to burn it. When do you have to burn the noiser? It says noiser menu ad boiker. Shein tam leimer ad boiker. Ma tam leimer ad boiker. Like pshita, the Torah says you're supposed to eat it at night. If you leave it over till the morning, it becomes noiser. You have to burn it. Why does the Torah have to say an extra time ad boiker? So he say boa kost of liten le boiker sheni. It's common to tell me that you burn it the second morning, not the first morning. Lisvei fosim. That when do you burn noiser? After Yom Tov, come to say at night time Leil Pesach is a zman achilas korban Pesach. If you didn't eat it at night time, the next day it becomes noiser. Now the lachar is you're not allowed to burn noiser on Yom Tov because noiser is no chayvus hayoyim. It lives like choyl, and the davar shel choyl is not doicha Yom Tov. When do you have to burn it? The first day Chol HaMoed, the second day Pesach midiraisa. That's only Chol HaMoed. That's when you burn the noiser. So you see, a davar shel choyl can't be doicha Yom Tov. So Mele Milah Shleib Bezman is called like a Dovah Shebachol, it's not Teichi Yomtiv. Let's see Rashi. Shein Tam Leim Ad Boike, Tin Yonis, that's the second time. V'anoisim Emenu Ad Boike, the most lemichte v'anoisim v'esh Yisrafu. El Asreif V'koi V'chakoma. V'anoisim Emenu Bezman Shesat L'cho Adayinu Boike Rishon. Kishiyovo Boike Sheini. Torah is telling you, if you're over the Yisra Noiser, when do you burn it? Boike Sheini. Shulchoylu Shomoyer, the second day Pesach. Tisifu, I will be yomtiv for the first day Pesach in the morning. Loi, then you can't burn it. Alma, midi the choil leyavdina be yomtiv. Something that's choil like burning nicely, you don't do on yomtiv. O Pesach korban yudaled v'nisenu. Yeshech the korban erev Pesach shul choil. So mele Pesach is called the korban shul choil. So mele for it's not deicha burning it on yomtiv. So drashu mila shlei bizmana nami midi the choilu to be shabizu lehoyizmana. Because on this Yom Tov, for this Shabbat, that's not the Zman HaMilah. So Mele Milah is considered like Chol, that Dovah Shoh Chol is not Doche Yom Tov. Abaye Romar, that's a bit of modern, that's why we have other Limudim. Abaye Romar, Oma Kro, Oilat Shabbat B'Shabbatoi, that you only bring a Korban, the Tomid, on Shabbat of Shabbat. Voloi Oilat Chol B'Shabbat. For if you have a Korban, Shoh Chol, you can't be Makriv, can't burn it on Shabbat. Voloi Oilat Chol B'Yom Tov. If you have Fridays or Erev Yom Tov, the Katamish Shabbat Abayim, that you didn't burn yet, you're not allowed to burn it at night on Yom Tov. So you see also a dove shochel is not hutra to do on Yom Tov on Shabbos. Rutsamela mila shleibis mana also blood the dove shabochel is not hutra to do on Yom Tov. Rove omer omakro hu levado yoslechem. When Yom Tov is mutter do malachis hu levado yoslechem. V'dashin hu v'loy machshirim. What's mutter to do only oichel nefesh itself is doichi Yom Tov. Not the machshiri oichel nefesh though. That you're not allowed to make kalim on Yom Tov to be able to eat with. You're only allowed to cook the food itself, but not the hechshir is not doichi Yom Tov. Right? The pasuk says levadoi. What's the actual word levadoi? V'loy milish loy bizmanoi. That's the drasha. It actually an extra pasuk. Hey, who levadoi that on Yom Tov you can't do a milish loy bizmanoi. We have a pasuk for it. So the more really the yasi mikal v'choyma. Because without the pasuk, I would say it's a kal v'choyma that it could be doicha Yom Tov. Kamash from the pasuk to tell me no, it's not doicha. Like Rashi, the yasi mikal v'choyma shetitcha. Really, there's a svar of a kal v'choyma that saying mila should be doicha Yom Tov even shloim bezmana. Umat zoras she doicha avoidum mila shloim bezmana doicha oisal. We have before that mila you do b'mokim zoras even shloim bezmana, and zoras is doicha avoidum. Mele Shabbos she nitchet on the avoda. You lada do avoda's kabonis on Shabbos. The Tomer and the Masafim is ain't a din she milish leib zmana doich oisa. Lochi yitzchak levadi. That's why with the kabel chaim I would say you could make a mila even shleib zmana on Yom Tov. Kamashlo on the posik of who levadoi. No, the milish leib zmana is not doich Yom Tov. Rav Asher Yomar Poshit Shabbos soin esayhu Yom Tov. Not only is there a lois asay to do malacha, but there's an iser asay also. Never la yom tif asay v'lois asay. V'yein eser doiches lois asay v'yesay. It's poshut. Without a ferish exeris akosiv, mila that's only an essay is not doicha yom tif, which is a lois asay and an essay. So dafka mila bizmano we have psukim before to say, it's doicha shavis, so avad is doicha yom tif. Ma'ashenki mila shleibiz mana that there's no posit that is doicha Shabbos. Who would then it's not doicha Yom Tov either? Why not? But posit ain't essay doicha lois esay b'yesay. By the klal om Rabbi Kiva. So in the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva said the klal that what's doicha Shabbos the ma'isa mila, something that you couldn't do on Friday, but anything you could have prepared on Friday the machshira mila, that's not doicha Shabbos. You could have brought the knife to the tinnik before your Shabbos is not doicha to bring on Shabbos. Omrav Yudu Omarav Halacha Krebi Kiva. We pass on the Kiva that only the Guf Hamila is Doicha Shabbos and not the Machshirim Mitzvah. Utana Nami Gabi Pesach Yagavna. The same Halacha is by Pesach. Klal Omarav Kiva. Kiva says the same Klal. Kol Malacha Sheef Shelo La Soisam Yer Shabbos and the Doicha Shabbos. Any Malacha you could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. So Drashi Gabi Pesach. It means Kol Malacha Sheef Shelo La Soisam Yer Shabbos. Going to have awesome mechus the tchum. Hey, lo yitzuya erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. The zman shchitas korban Pesach is on Yud Dalad Benisan. Let's say Yud Dalad comes out on Shabbos. It's hutra. You're allowed to be doicha Shabbos to bring the korban Pesach. So at Rabbi Kiva, what are you allowed to do? Only the shchita that you couldn't do erev Shabbos, but something to bring the behemoth from chutz to tchum into the tchum you could have done it on Friday. That's not hutra to do it on Shabbos. That's the same klav at korban Pesach. Thereby Hilchas Pesach, he also passes like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara Tzricha, I need both members of Rabbi Yehuda, both places we pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Yashmin and Gabi Mila to say that the Hech Shemitz is not Deicha Shabbos. Hosam Udu Machshir and Eshla Soisam Yesmil Leidochi Shabbos. Why the Lekha Chorus? There's no chorus involved by Mila. Because Pashit Mila talking about a tinnik, Rashi learns Mila bizmana leka chorus. What's bizmana means? A cotton. The cotton la baroinchinu viavu ilamachai vele chorus. And after we say there's a chiyav chorus, if you don't have a Mila, that's only when you become a godel. You're 13 years old and you don't have a Mila, then you have a chiyav chorus. But Rashi sheet there is, there's much from the Gemara, the tinnik itself, sheet, he doesn't have a chiyav chorus. So v'zoi, mila the 8th day, I tell you the reason why the Hechsher is not doicha Shabbos, because there's no chiv chorus involved. Ah, vo Pesach. Mashen, if you don't bring the korban Pesach, the ikah chorus, whoever does bring a korban Pesach, is has a chiv chorus to him, ein malitche Shabbos, maybe even the machshir of korban Pesach is also doicha Shabbos, Kamashmula, no. We pass on the Kiva by Korban Pesach, so Hekshe Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. V'yashmin in Gabi Pesach, Mishum do Nichrusu Alei Yugim Abrisos. Av Milo do Nichrusu Alei Yugim Abrisos. Eima Litchi Shabbos Tzrichim. Mashaykin Mila has a tremendous chashivis. The Torah says by Avram, Yugim Abrisos. Maybe there we say, so if we only say by Pesach, we say Dafka Pesach, the Hekshe is not Doicha Shabbos. But Mila, that the mitzvah is so choshev, it said Yud Gimel Bris is maybe it is doicha. Kamashma in both cases, no. Only the guf hashchit or the guf hamila is doicha Shabbos, and not the hechsher mitzvah. So the Mishnah, oisin kol tzorche mila b'Shabbos. If a mila comes out on Shabbos, you can do the guf hamila. Kol tzorche mila. What does that mean? Moylin. The drashi choyt deches orla. The actual ma'ase mila means cut off the orla. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Upoirin, you make priya. Trashi es or hamachasa rosh agid. You pull off the skin that's on top of the rosh agid. Or moitzitzin, then you suck out the blood. Trashi moitzitzin es adam, you suck out the blood. V'yafagad dihi asiyah chabura. Even though this is an issue deraisa, you're making a chabura. Shein hadam nitik michiburoi elai dei hamatzitza. If you only get the blood out by sucking it out, you're doing an issue deraisa. Still it's mutter. And we'll see in the Gemara, of course, the tinnik is called as chanas tefoshus. It's bekuach nefesh if you don't suck out the blood. So therefore, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. And we'll see in the Gemara. Now, v'noisten oleo isplanis. Afterwards, you'll have to put a band-aid on top of the makam amila. Now, with kamoin, that's type of a seif, but it's made poshit from herbs that you have to grind up. Im loy sochak never Shabbos, if you didn't grind up the herbs before Shabbos, so this is only called a hechsher mila. Like really, you could have done this on Friday. So this is not doicha Shabbos. If you didn't prepare the kumoin before Shabbos, you're not allowed to be over this to the rice on Shabbos. But zok the Mishnah Chiddush though, lo yas peshinov v'noisin. You're allowed to chew it with your teeth to do a shinui. Since it's only an issa, the rabbanon will make all to make the kumoin for the mila on Shabbos. But to do an issa the rice, it's not doicha. Come to say, if you don't have the kumoin and you can't prepare it by chewing it, the only way you can get it is by making a schika. You're not taka, don't make the meal on Shabbos. Because it's a sakana to make the meal without the kumoin. And you're not allowed to make the kumoin. Say, Nechlami, you don't make the meal on Shabbos. But if you can do it, but derech shinui, it's only is the rabbonin, then the rabbonin will make it. Vaitim leitorif yayin b'shem emir Shabbos. The mal also, they put on top of the meal a mixture that they beat it up, yayin and shem together. So you're not supposed to do this mitchil on Shabbos. So mitchil is supposed to do it erev Shabbos. Let's say you didn't do erev Shabbos, then the Rabbanu will make or do it with a shinu on Shabbos. You know, since zeh biyatzmoi, just put some yayin by itself, v'zeh biyatzmoi, shemen by itself. But v'yein oisin lo, there's no nudin, v'yein oisin lo cholak l'katchila. You're not allowed to make a special beged for the tinnik mitchil on Shabbos. So Rashi says, used to make a special beged, Rashi cholak, kain kiss, like a bag, it's right after the meal. They used to have a small little pocket like to put over the makam amila that would hold the skin down. Let's say you didn't make this bag, you didn't make this bag before Shabbos, so it's not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the bag on Shabbos because this is a hechsher that you could have done on Friday. Stam, take a shmata and wrap it around. That's mutter. There's no issa d'oraisa wrapping around the shmata, around the milo. Im lo hiskem yera Shabbos. Let's say you didn't prepare the shmata before Shabbos. You don't have any shmatas where you are b'mokam amilo. Is korech aletzbo. You'll have to wrap it around your finger or mevio and carry it. V'yafilu mechotzer acheres. Even though you're carrying it from one chotzer to another chotzer, that you didn't make an erev chatzerus. So of course, it is to the Rabbonim will make all to carry this derech shinui. Since you're wrapping around your fingers, it's called shleike derech chotzer. It's on an issa the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim will make all to carry this through a chotzer to another chotzer. So it's a deek though that through a shus rabbim would be also though. That's only mutter carried mechotz lechotzer. Mashma, if you have to carry the shmata through a rishus rabbim to get to the tinnik, then rabbanim won't make them. Even though lechura you're carrying around your finger korach, that's not kedera chotzer, it's only a shinui. Still, vice versa, this shinui they won't make them. Only the first shinu of schaik to chew it, that's the biggest shinu that they will make them to chew up the herbs. Mashenkin, to carry this out, derech rishus rabbim, they won't make them. And then achlami, it will be a sakona afterwards. You don't make the milu then, because you're not allowed to carry this through rishus rabbim. So I stay in the Mishnah. Of what?
It's a question that it shouldn't go back.
No. If it goes back, you won't be making the mitzvah milu then, maybe. So you won't have a kiyum of the mitzvah milu without this. So mainly, if you're inside, you won't have a key in the mitzvah milah, and you don't have this, so you can't do it. So you don't make the milah then on Shabbos.